Hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net, March 25th, 10:04 East Standard Time, PM. Okay, let's talk about how hedge funds have been doing in Q1 Q1 this year. Hedgeweek.com has an article here called "Systematic Hedge Funds Shine in Q1." Basically, if you're new around here, these type of hedge funds employ algorithms to identify investable market trends. They can and have significantly outperformed other strategies during the first quarter of the year. A report cites erratic market conditions fueled by geopolitical tension is contributing to the outperformance of the funds, which have seen nearly gain 9% in the first 2 months of 2024. Way ahead of the wider average of 2.6%, according to data from Barclays Prime Brokerage Division. So there you go. For me, I can attest to that. I do see lots of sectors in the markets out of the 64 I could analyze do outperform the S&P 500. Now, the market's sort of in a rally. And remember, the markets right now in the US are definitely skewed by the likes of Nvidia. So a lot of the stocks are probably performing negative or subpar. We'll leave it at that. And there's going to be some that do outperform. But because of the ETFs that I could see that do outperform other ones, namely low volatility is what I'm after, because you want to only invest in the things that have very low drawdown. It's a drawdown that will kill you. It'll also kill your outperformance. So if you're able to develop some type of system or strategy or bot, as I always say, the kids say, yeah, do it. And you want to, as I said, find your consistent metric for volatility threshold that you're willing to put up and only invest into those instruments or assets. And if you do backtesting with the strength of something like TradingView, where you can develop a strategy in PineScript and then do a quick backtest to be able to get the profit factor, and as I said, get a metric out of the profit factor that meets your goal, along with that there's enough liquidity in the, let's say, ETF to make sure it is viable. Because if you're investing into certain assets that have not a lot of liquidity, yeah, you'll have a big drawdown as well. So those are some tips I'd put out there without any hesitation on that, saying that. Continuing along, success of these funds is a reflection of the volatile nature of the global markets, varying fortunes across different regions and assets, according to Market Guru, with the US S&P index have seen an increase of over 11% so far, while the Hong Kong Hang Seng has only gotten 2%, the Japanese Nikkei 20%. And I can verify that as well, because I am investing in ETFs that are part of the Japanese markets. And I've been doing that for last month. European stocks and China markets seeing more modest gains. I have seen some of the European sectors outperform the American, but usually, obviously, the American outperforms there. So, last paragraph is the systematic strategies that have generated the highest gains and those embraced with greater risk. Now, that's the thing. Depending upon the level of performance you get among a wider spectrum of ETFs or stocks, yeah, you can lower your metrics to get more instruments that are performing, but then you obviously have to allocate more capital. So you have to have a larger account to do that. Systematic strategy to generate highest gains that have embraced greater risk. Yes, very true. And therefore, I am going to underperform. That's a true because I am concerned about volatility, especially the markets have been shown to be volatile. Top trend funds, we've seen 20% year to date, almost two-thirds more volatile than their peers. So obviously, I'm not going to be part of that. part of the reason is I'm getting older, so my risk tolerance is not going to be as high. My risk tolerance is a lot higher than normal. But even funds with lower risk thresholds have seen substantial gains. Agreed. So if you're trading based upon opinion or hunch, chances are you're going to either miss out, be too careful, or you're going to put money into things that will move and they don't move, or they move the wrong way. It's because you're trading for a lot of wrong reasons. So that's why I do what I do. And I would probably give you two options, three options. I'm trying to build up my engagement on the Discord server. So you'll see a link in the description for that. If you want to see when I trade, you can go over to my Substack, same thing, link there. Or you can get on my newsletter. The more engaged, the more interesting emails you get as well. So we'll leave it at that. All the links in the description. Well, thanks for listening. We shall talk to you later.